Hey, Shalom Aleichem Shimon. Welcome back, Mazel Tov. Nice to see you. Ronnie, you left it on the page where I was supposed to start, yeah? Tshuva. Yes, you didn't do tshuva.
Repairing the damage.
Well, yes.
In the middle of.
Okay, fine. Okay, so Ronnie started speaking yesterday about repairing the damage, the idea of teshuvah, and it's very, very simple. If you speak lashon hara and cause no damage whatsoever as a result of that, then you've only got a problem, only a problem, if you like. Yeah, I say only. You've got a problem of ben odon la mokoim. You've done an aveira, you've been over loiselech rochel ba'amecho, whatever the aveira is, loisoinu isha samisoi, and therefore you've been over a lav, and therefore tshuva has its regular rules. You need to have, you recognize the chait, azivas achait, charoto, you regret, you make a resolution for the future. That's how you do tshuva on the ben odom la mokoim chelek of it. But what happens if you actually cause damage as a result of it? You spoke Lashon Hara and you spoilt a shidduch, which you shouldn't have done. Or you ruined a partnership. Or you created enmity between two people. Whatever it is, as a result of the fact that a person spoke Lashon Hara, if he actually caused damage as a result, then he has a double problem. He has a problem of Ben Odon La Mokoim, to do teshuva for the Aveira that he did. And he has a problem of Ben Odon La Chaveroi, because even Misa is not Mechaper. If you owe somebody money, Misa doesn't wipe out the loans. And if you've done an avla to somebody on a Ben Olam Lachaveroi, even Yom Kippur and Misa, none of those wipe it out. So how do you rid yourself of the Avera, of the Chiluk of the Ben Olam Lachaveroi? So then, the simplest way, obviously, is to go and ask Mechila. Right? The problem is, and this is a machlokes between, famous machlokes between the Chofetz Chaim and Bissor Salanta, what happens if he doesn't know about it? So, the person who you did the avla, yeah, doesn't know that you did it. No. Yeah, the shidduch never happened, but he doesn't know that you were the one who ruined it. Yeah, if you go and tell him, then he discovers the avla for the first time. Yeah, you could then ask him mechila. You could say, "I did you this terrible thing, and now I'd like to ask you mechila." Maybe it's better not to ask him at all. The Chofetz Chaim held that you should tell him about it, and you should ask mechila. Reb Sol Salantot gehalten, you're better not to tell. So that's a problem. But if you've got an opportunity, boss, in that situation, how do you get rid of it? Do you know what? My time's up. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Start your day at Turaway, Northwest London, Monday, Koftet Ador Sheni, 8th of April. Rav Chaim Roman Shlita, Losis Noes Wachicha. This week's Torah will sponsor Lefur Shlem and Shalom Yosef Durbin Chayla Nere Yoeb. Shiiske Lefur Shlem and Bukhara Besuch Orcha Le Yisrael. ולזכוס השורים והחיילים במלחמה שיחסו לבותיהם לשולם במהירו.
אמן.
Good morning. Last week, those who learned Daf Yomi would come across the sugya of Tzar Bal Chaim, and an interesting sugya of Priko Utiino. That is, if you see someone struggling with a load with a chamor in a shusar rabim, parshas mishpotim, ki sifka shor o yivcho o chamoro toya hoshev tishivenu lo. Then it says ki sira chamor sonacho, when you'll see the chamor of your enemy, rovets tachas masoi, struggling with a load on its back, vechodalto meazovloi, and you will hold back from helping him, ozo tazav imo, you've got to help him. And that's the in Parshas Mishpotim. In Parshas Kiseitse, we get Lo sira es chamor ochicho oshoroi noiflim baderech. You're not allowed to see, watch the chamor of your brother or the ox noiflim baderech falling on the wayside. Visalamto mehem, you turn away and don't help. Hokem tokim imo, you've got to help. So there's two mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of priko, helping to unload. And there's a mitzvah of te'ino, priko, and the mitzvah of te'ino, helping to load. The Gemara tells us that the mitzvah of priko takes priority, helping to unload, because unloading the chamer, that involves a question of tzar ba'chaim, the the animal is suffering from the carrying a heavy load, and therefore Perikor takes priority over Te'ino. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. Gemara says as follows, Toshema, Oyev Lifroik Vesone Litone. If you've got an Oyev, and he needs to, a friend who needs to unload, Vesone Litone, and you've got your enemy who needs to load, Mitzvah Besone, you've got to give priority to Te'ino, although we've said before the Mitzvah of Perikor takes priority because that involves Tzar Bal Chaim. In this particular case, Mitzvah Besone, it's a Mitzvah to help the Sone, Kedei Lachof Es Yitzroi, in order to control your Yetzer Hara. So the Mora says, Visaka Daito Tzar Bal Chaim Diraisa, Po Odifle. Surely, if Tzar Bal Chaim is Min HaTorah, one should give priority to Perikor. Says the Gemara, no, it could well be Tzar Bal Chaim is indeed Min HaTorah. Nonetheless, we overlook the mitzvah of Tzar Bal Chaim and give priority to Ino against the normal rule. Why? Afilu hochi kedei lachof es yitzro odiv, because it's musadik at a hair. The person should be able to control his yetzer hara. He's got an enemy there, and in spite of the fact that he's a sone, he should give priority to the sone over the oyev. That's the Gemara. Tosfos asked the kasha. Says Tosfos, "Bim toma, kiven de biarvi pesachim, meseches pesachim, mukilo bi Yisrael she mutal sone say, kigon shero by dova ervo." The Moran Pesachim asks, "Ki sira chamer sonacho rovitz tachas maso." You see the chamer of your enemy. What's he talking about here? Besone Yisroel akos of medaber. Kion sheroa boidova ervo shemitzvah lesone. Torah talks about you see your enemy. What sort of enemy are we talking about? The Gemara explains we're talking about a sone, someone you sone who's as a member of Klal Yisroel. And it's a mitzvah, is the mutter lesonai, something was in one opinion, is mitzvah lesonai. Why? Because roa boidova ervo. He's a baravarian. He's done an avero, roa boidova ervo, any avero. And because he's a sonai, therefore it's a mitzvah lesonai. So ask Tosfos the question in Bava Metzia, why should he give priority to the sonai to load? On one hand, you've got Tzar Bal Chaim, which is a mitzvah diraisa. And surely Perikor normally takes priority. But in this particular case, you're going to give priority to the sone. What type of sone are we talking about? A sone with a mitzvah lesanosa, because he's a person who's committed heinous crimes, whatever the crimes are. You're supposed to hate this. It's a mitzvah to hate him, according to one opinion. It's a mitzvah lesanosa. So why on earth should you give priority to the sone over the oye? That's what Tosfos asks. V'im tomer kiven de bi'arvei pesachim muki lo bi'Yisroel shemuta lesanose kigen shero bo'dovo ervo mash shaych boi lachof es yitzro. How can you say lachof es yitzro? That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos gives one answer in Bava Metzia and another answer in Maseches Pesachim, and as we will see, there's a machlokas haposkim, which is the answer, correct answer lehalacha. Tosfos in Bava Metzia says v'yeshloma. The lomairi besone de crow. We're not talking about the sone of the crow, of the sone of the posik. What's the sone of the posik? The sone of the posik was somebody's committed an avero mitzvah lesanosa. We're talking about someone who is not like a sone de crow. We're talking about a person you have something against him, and therefore you come to hate him. But not talking about a person where it's mitzvah lesanosa. So then, you can understand, lachof es yitzro is such an important matter to control your yetzer hara. You don't like this person. You're jealous of him. Whatever the reason it is, you don't like him. But nonetheless, to control your yetzer hara, the Gemara tells us that the mitzvah of Te'inot takes priority over the mitzvah of Perikor, even though Tzar Bal Chaim may be derisive. That's what Tosfos says in Maseches Bava Metzia. The Gaon says, the Gaon is Tzaychens and the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Ein Tzorech Lahakdim, you don't have to give him priority. If the Sone de Kro, you don't have to, if he's a Sone de Kro, In other words, it's a mitzvah l'sanosei, then you don't have to give such a person priority. But at least you can see there is a mitzvah. Even if he's a sonei dekrot, you have to help him. That's the God. So in other words, we count three possible situations. Either because it's a mitzvah l'sanosei, you're not supposed to help him at all, neither with priko nor tiino. So God rejects that. Even if he's a sonei dekrot, it's a mitzvah to hate him. Nonetheless, he's still got a mitzvah priko and tiino. And that's what Tosa says. However, Tosa and Maseches Psochim says something different. Tosa and Psochim, Kisira chamor seinacha rovetz tachas masoi, besone Yisroel akosem v'daber, kigon shirova dova ervo shemitzah lesone. Im kain, says Tosa, lomo omrubo metzia, oev lifrok besone liton mitzvah besone. How can it be that it's a mitzvah besone? It's a mitzvah lesone, says. How can you give him priority over the oev? And even though you're bypassing the mitzvah of Tzaba Achayim, what do you mean? You conquer your Yitzhar? On the contrary, it's a mitzvah l'sonei, so why should you help him at all? Says Tosus Eshivu, Kivin Shehu Sonei, since he hates him, Gam Chaveroi Sonei Osei. If you hate him, then presumably he hates you. Desiv kemayim aponim leponim, kein levo odom leodom, oboim mitokach lidei sino gemuro, v'shayich kifias yetzeh. We have to understand, what does Tosus mean? Boim l'dei kach l'dei sino gemura. He'll come to a sino gemura, and therefore, shaykh kefiyas yetzer. Therefore, it's a shaykh kefiyas yetzer. So Tosus in Pesachim seems to indicate, even if he's a sonei dekro, in other words, he's a person who's a bar avarion, he's done averis, terrible averis, motzah bo dovah ervo, it's a mitzvah l'sanosei. Nonetheless, you are obliged to load his chamor, in spite of the fact that you're delaying doing the mitzvah of priko on the ohev, you've got to give priority to such a person, even if he's a sonei dekro. Tosfos Bava Metzia seems to say, if he's such a paravarian, you don't have to give him priority. But, all right, it may be a mitzvah, according to Hasad Gon and Pshat, it's a mitzvah, but you don't have to give him priority. Whereas Tosus and Psochim seems to suggest that you have to give priority even to the sonei dekro, even someone who has committed averis. And why? Because in order to avoid coming lidei sino gemuro, we need to understand what that means. So look in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Choshen Mishpat, Avol im hoya echot sonei ve'echot oyev, says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah litoin im hasonei techilo. It's a mitzvah to give priority to the sonei first. Kidei lachofes yitzhara. That's neutral. It doesn't say whether it's talking about a sonei dekro or someone who just have a. He's not an avarian, you just hate him. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. Comes along the Ramah, says the Ramah, v'davke besonei be'almo de le ovid yisuro. Avol im ovid yisuro v'sonei mishum sh'ovar aveiro, ein sorech liten ima kidei lachofes yisroi. To yofa oso sh'soina, you don't have to load him kidei lachofes yisroi, to yofa oso sh'soina. Clearly Tosus, the Ramah is paskening like the Tosus in Bava Metzia, that sonei dekro, you don't have to give priority, it's only someone who has, you have a sin off for. And that's the shita of the Ramban and many of the Rishonim, Paskin like the Tosus in Bava Metzia. Says the Sma, because there ain't sorich like dima litino el a mitzvah priko kodemes. The mitzvah priko comes first because sof kol sof he's a sonei dekro. Because priko kodemes, if he's a sonei dekro, you don't have to give priority to the to your sonei. Comes along the Shach, quotes the Bach. The Bach posak af besonei de ovid asuro, but the Bach says not like that, not like the Ramah. And the Bach says even a sonei dekro, in other words, someone who is a mitzvah to hate, you've got to give him priority over the oyev. It says the Bach v'chein posak haramba. So says the pesak of the Ramba. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam is not so clear. But there's a beautiful interpretation of the Rambam in the Divros Moshe, that's Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Pirish on Baba Metzia has a very beautiful interpretation. Says the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Ritzeach, Mitzvah lifreik techilo mishum tzar bal chayim. Genuinely, if you want a mitzvah, prikor, mitzvah tino, prikor takes priority because there's involves tzar bal chayim. And the going to the most poskim, the Rambam seems to hold tzar bal chayim is deraisa. All right. Afterwards you do the tino. When, and as they say in Latin, ceteris paribus, everybody's equal. Both parties are, the one who wants priko is a sone, or the one who wants tino is a sone, or both oyavim. So you can't differentiate. There's no reason to give priority one over the other. Then priko, you have to give priority because of tzar bal chayim. Avol, if imhoya echot sone ve echot oyev, if one is a sone and one is an oyev, mitzvah litoin im hasone techid. You've got to give priority to tiyino, even though tzar bal chayim is deraisa, you've got to give priority to the tiyino kidei lo chofes yitzro hara, in order to control his yitzro hara. Hasone shenema batera, who is the sone which is referred to here? Lo me umos ha'olam ele mi Yisroel. Veich yiel Yisroel sone mi Yisroel. How is it possible the Torah refers to a sone from Yisroel? Vakosav omer lo sisno sachicho bivovecho. The Torah tells you're not allowed to hate somebody. So how can the Torah refer to somebody of being your sone? Omru chachomim kegon shira'u levadoi ova avero v'hisra bovelo chosa. You saw he's doing an avero and he's been warned and he's not chosa, so he's a proper sone. He's a proper baravarian. He's the sone. Hareze mitzvah l'sanoisei ad sheyase teshuva until he do teshuva v'yoshu mirishoi v'yafal pi shadayin le'osa teshuva. Even though he has not yet done teshuvo, so he's definitely has the status of an avarion. It's mitzvah l'sanoisei. Im motzoi nival b'masoi, if you find him struggling under a load, mitzvah lifrok v'litoin imo to mitzvah to help him. V'lo yanichenu noter lamus shemo yishe b'shuvim amoyin v'yovel l'disakona. Maybe if you don't help him, it'll come to a sakona. Now, from here, says Rav Moshe, the Bach says that the Rambam paskens that even if it's a sone de krop, he can't quite see it from the, says Rav Moshe, because all he's saying is, if he's a sone de krop, you have to help him. He doesn't actually say you give priority to the sone de krop over priko. He just says you have to help him because he's struggling under a load. And Shema Yisha Bishvil Mamoinu V'yov L'dei Sakona. He himself may come L'dei Sakona. V'atera hikpito al nafshus Yisroel bein reshoim bein tzadikim miach Hashem nilvim el Hashem. The Torah is very particular about the nefesh mi Yisroel. As long as they sort of join to Am Hashem. U'maminim be'ikar hadas. He may be an avarion, but he's still he's presumed to be ma'amin be'ikar hadas. Shenema, etc. I don't want the Rosh to suffer. Ki im b'shuv midarko, rovachoy. The beautiful Rambam. The Rambam says you can't just write off a sone. You've got to have rachmanis on him. But says the Bach says from this Rambam you see even a sone de krop you give priority. Says Rav Moshe, you can't see it from this Rambam. All the Rambam is saying you can't write off a sone de krop, but doesn't say you have to give priority to the sone de krop. That it doesn't quite say. However, there's another Rambam, and says Rav Moshe, there's a riot to the Bach, the Rambam learns even sone de krop from another Rambam. The Rambam, in both in Sefer HaMitzvos and the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Hei Halacha Dalet. There the Rambam distinguishes between a mesis and someone who is an avarion. A mesis is somebody who incites somebody else to worship Avodah Zarah. There the Torah says, lo yishma loy, you have done, lo sachmo lolov, you're not allowed to have any rachmonis on him, you don't listen to him, and you, it says, as where you read the riot act of such a person, you can even, it's even permitted to lahorgo, to kill him. Okay, says the Rambam there, mitzvah biyad amesis lahorgo, it's a mitzvah, to bring about the death, biyad hamusas lehorga. The mitzvah on the musas, the one who's being incited, has a mitzvah lehorga. How you carry it out, well, that's another matter. But it's a mitzvah lehorga for a mesis. The osur lemusas lever es hamesis. A musas, someone is being incited to worship Avodah Zorah, is not allowed to. There's an isa lav of avo shenema lo sova lo. But if he shenema besone ozot now, then he quotes if he shenema besone. It says regarding a sone, and that's our posik ozov tazov imoi yochol ato ozev lezeh. Since the posik says with a sone ozov tazov, that's the mitzvah of prekontiino. You've got to help him. Yochol ato ozev lezeh. Talmud loma velo sishma elof. So the Rambam says this clearly distinguishes between a mesis. Then that's clearly you're not allowed to help him. You can even kill him. So clearly you're not going to help him load or unload his chamar. That's for sure. And the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Hu shehizir hamusas me'azov lisno hamesis. There's an azhora for a person, the musas, the person who's being incited to worship Avodah Zorah, he should not leave his sino. He's got to be sone osa. It's a mitzvah, positive mitzvah to be sone osa. If he doesn't hate him, oval mitzvah slosase. Now he has a taich in the posik, and says ozov tazov imoi. The posik in Parshas Mishpatim, Kisira Chamor Sonacho, we're talking about the Chamor of a Sone, Rovets Tachas Masoi, Vechodalto Meazovle, Ozov Tazov Imei. So Rashi teaches Ozov Tazov Imei. You've got to help him, assist. Azivo means to help. If you look in the Targum, and the Rambam's clearly quoting from the Sifri, the Rambam is not learning like Rashi at all. The Rambam is learning like the Targum. If you look in the Targum Unculus. Arisichsi chamro de sonacho. When you see the chamor of your enemy, revia tuchos toano, struggling under a load, vesimna, and you will hold back. Mile mishbak lo, mishbak tishbek, mada belivcho, leave that with Ozov Taz, Rashi Taz, it's Ozov Taz, you should help him. He says, no, Ozov means to leave. Leave Masha belivcho aloi, or sephoric ime, and load, help load, unload the animal. Mishpak tishpek ma'atev libcho. Leave that sino behind. You've got a sino. Ozov tazov. Leave the hatred that you've got towards your enemy. Mishpak tishpek means to shovak. Shovak is to leave, not to help. Rashi translates ozov tazov him. You've got to help him. The Rambam learns like the Targum, a completely different translation. And if you look at the Chizkuni, learns like that in the parasha. Says the Chizkuni, v'chodalto me'azov, chadal lecho, hold back, v'shomer b'cho miyoscho ozvoi rovetz tachas masor, ach ozov tazov him, k'targumoi, mishpak tishpek, ma'adab libcho, leave that which is in your heart. And unload, help him unload. And that's how the Rambam learned Pshat in the, like the Targum. You have also Taz of Imei, you've got to help him unload, but leave the sinner behind. However, when it comes to a mesis, then you are Musa, you're warned, don't leave the cinema. Continue with the sino, and don't apply the ozov tazov imo. That's how the Rambam learns. That's how the Rambam is saying here. So clearly, according to this, the Rambam is making a distinction between a mesis and the sone de kro. So according to the Rambam, that's like the Bach is learning pshat. Although, as I say, it's not clear from the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Ratzeach. It's a little bit unclear. But says Ramosh, from here it is clear. Like the Bach says, the Rambam holds even a sone de kro, as long as he's not a mesis, then you are metzuvah, you have to help him. So what's the pshat? If you look in the, take it a little bit further, says the Toma Devoro, Kisira chamur senacho rovetz tachas maso, pirish chazal, mahi yasina azos. What is the sino referred to in the posik? Shero osa over averoi. You see Avero, you see him doing an Avero, v'hu yochid, she'ne yochid lahoid alov, and he's a type of person that he's a sone. You can't accept any evidence from him. Vesone osa, and it's a mitzvah lisonosa. You can hate him. Al da vesone osa al das aver. Afilu hochi omrot Torah. Even so, the Torah says ozov tazov imay. Says the Torah, says the Tomer Shvoik yasta belivcho, same as the Targum. Leave that which is in your heart. Ela mitzvah lekarivoise be'avo. You've got to be makarivim with ula yoyel bederese. Tanu mitzvah lo hechsik lo adapo. All right, that's the Tomer Devora. It's teaching in the same way as the Rambam. Okay, so there's a lot to talk about here. Let me interesting Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah says, why is it in Parshas Mishpotim it says Kisira Chamor Seinacho, and yet in Parshas Kiseiste, as we mentioned, it says there Lo Sira Es Chamor Achicho. Why in one place does it say Seinacho, and one place does it say Achicho? Says the Meshech Chochmah, beautiful Meshech Chochmah, because in Parshas Mishpotim it's talking about that's Kodim Cheto Egel. Kodim Cheto Egel. Then it says Kisifka Shor Oyivcho. Kisira. Yes, the Shor Oyivcho. Because you're allowed to in Parshas Mishpotim. You're allowed, even if he's your enemy. Then so Kodim Cheto Egel. That the Klal Yisrael was such a madrego. Then Shori Lisnuye. You're allowed to hate such a person because if you hate such a person, you can be sure he's doing it purely l'shem Shomayim. And therefore, even if he's acting in a manner which is not appropriate, he's a baravarion, but nonetheless, you're allowed to hate him because we're not afraid you may come bole de sin or gemuro. Because, as Moshe explains very beautifully, he says, you're allowed to hate him, but only, purely, you can hate him only because of the avero. If you have any personal feelings, then you've gone over, that's not allowed. So, Kodemat Torah, the Torah says the Meshech Chochmah, you call him, even if he's your enemy, you're allowed to hate him because you won't be bole de sin or gemuro, because you can hate him purely for just, you can isolate the hatred is purely because of the Avero, not because of any personal factors. However, Leacha Cheta Ego, we're not on the same level. Therefore, it talks about Sherachicho, because if it was Sher Senacho, then as we have said, if it's Seinacho, then you may be there's some personal feelings of hating him, and therefore, therefore you wouldn't be allowed to hate him because after all, he might bring in it won't be l'shem Shamayim. That's the pshat yibole de sino gemuro, because if you hate him, as Ramosha says, the Yetzer Hara takes over, and you pile on all your personal vendettas against this person. He's a baravaran. He is an avarian. And you're allowed to hate him purely for the fact, because he's an avarian. But you're not allowed to bring any sort of personal hatred into the question. But as you well know, when people are get up and shouting, campaigning against people who are doing averas, there's quite often there's an element they get carried away, and there's an element of shalolishmo that's not allowed, and that's we may boil it de sino gemuro. So it comes along the Rambam according to Tosfos and Psochim, if you have such a hatred you may go overboard, and therefore it's better lachofes yitzroi in order to control your yitzara, on the contrary to show avo to such a person. In spite of the fact you've got an oyev and you want to relieve him from Tzar Bal Chaim, nonetheless you've got to give priority to the sone because you're not allowed to hate him with any personal hatred. You can only hate him purely lishmo. But that's quite a level, and that's why it says in Meshech Chochmah we distinguish between Parshas Mishpotim, which was said Kodem Cheta Egel, and Eliyahu Cheta Egel. You get a similar idea in the. From Rav Kook at Ishim Veshitas, Shmuel HaKotan was Masake in Birchas Haminim. So Rav Kook said, "Sheyrogi lomben b'foyloi vecho al tismach b'kosha al yogeli becho." So in the Igros of the Re'iyah, Igros of Rav Kook, it says as follows: why was Shmuel HaKotan the only person who could be Masake in such a tefillah of Olam HaShinim? Because we know from Shmuel HaKotan, more in Sanhedrin, that he was why was it called Shmuel HaKotan? Because he was such a level that he bore no hatred to anybody. And therefore, only somebody who can be Masakin, a bracha of Olam HaShinim, that only somebody who's at such a high level that when he express a hatred for your fellow Jew, it's purely lishmo, purely because of the averus he is doing. But anybody who's any other person, yes, it's a mitzvah l'sanoisa, but he can't control himself. He'll have other machshovas when he hates such a person. And you get similarly in the Chofetz Chaim, the Avas Chesed as well. I've run out of time, but there's a lot more on this subject. Perhaps I think we'll have to leave it here because I've run out of time, so we'll leave it there. Okay.
The person gets permission to...